Motivation versus discipline. This week, we'll explore the difference between motivation and discipline and how to use both to be more productive. Motivation and discipline are often used interchangeably, but are two distinct concepts regarding productivity. While motivation is the drive or desire to take action, discipline is the ability to stay committed and consistent with that action. Motivation. Motivation is the fuel that drives us to take action. It's the reason why we do what we do. When we're motivated, we feel a sense of purpose and direction and are willing to put in the effort to achieve our goals. Motivation can come from internal or external resources, such as a desire for personal growth or recognition from others. However, it's essential for productivity because it provides the initial push to get started. However, motivation can also be fickle and unreliable. It's easy to feel motivated when we're excited about a new project or inspired by a successful outcome. But when things get tough, motivation can quickly fade. If you wait to feel motivated to do things, chances are you'll achieve very little. That's where discipline comes in. Discipline. Discipline is the ability to stay committed and consistent with our actions, even when we don't feel motivated. It's self-control and willpower that allows us to resist temptation and distractions and stay focused on our goals. Discipline is essential for productivity because it helps us to stay on track and make progress, even when we're not feeling motivated. Unfortunately, discipline is often seen as a negative or punitive concept, but it doesn't have to be. Discipline can be positive and an empowering force in our lives. When we have discipline, we feel in control of our actions and our lives. We are able to set goals and follow through with them, which leads to a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. Motivation versus discipline. While motivation and discipline are both essential for productivity, they're not interchangeable. Motivation provides the initial spark, but discipline is what keeps us going. Motivation is a temporary feeling that comes and goes, but discipline is a habit that we can develop over time. It can be helpful when we're starting a new project or trying to make a change in our lives. It can provide energy and excitement when we get started. However, motivation is not enough to sustain us over the long term. We need discipline and strong habits to keep us on track and help us make progress, even when we're not feeling motivated. How to develop discipline? Discipline is a habit that can be developed through practice and repetition. Here are some tips for developing discipline. Number one, set clear goals. One of the keys to developing discipline is to set clear and specific goals. When we have a clear idea of what we want to achieve, we're more likely to stay focused and committed to our actions. Number two, create a routine. Creating a routine can help us to develop discipline by making our actions a habit. We're more likely to stick to our efforts when we have a regular routine, even when we don't feel motivated. And I've written about that previously. Read more in the link down below. Number three, use positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement can help us to develop discipline by rewarding ourselves for our actions. We're more likely to continue our efforts when we reward ourselves for our progress. This is because reward induces dopamine, the reward chemical, which drives us to keep doing tasks that trigger its release. Number four, practice self-control. Practicing self-control can help us to develop discipline by training our minds to resist temptation and distractions. When we practice self-control, often referred to as delayed gratification, we are better able to stay focused on our goals and make progress. How to stay motivated. While discipline is essential for productivity, motivation is still an important factor. Here are some tips for staying motivated. Number one, find your why. Finding your why can really help you to stay motivated by reminding you of the purpose behind your actions. What is it that motivates you to do what you do? Is it the desire to achieve financial security, help others, or pursue a passion? Research has repeatedly shown that if your why isn't big enough, you will unlikely be motivated to reach your goals. So whatever your why, make sure you clearly understand your motivations and remind yourself of them regularly. This will help you stay focused and committed to your goals, even when things get tough. Number two, beat procrastination with the 5-second rule. Procrastination is the curse of motivation. Motivation will propel us forward when we start a new task, project, or goal. However, as I've described in previous posts, when things get tough, we tend to self-sabotage, usually through procrastination. Procrastination is a problem for many of us and a topic I've written previously on extensively. I've left a link below for further reading. However, the number one tool I've found for managing procrastination is the 5-second rule created by renowned American coach Mel Robbins. In essence, there is a 5-second lag between us having the idea to do something and getting into action. In that short time, your brain assesses whether there is any perceived physical or mental pain or risk involved. If it finds something, which it will, otherwise you wouldn't have stalled, your brain will convince you to do something else instead. To override this procrastination, as soon as you have the idea to do something, count down out loud 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then launch yourself straight into action. This simple but effective process has been extensively studied and proven to give brilliant results. It works by occupying the part of the brain that usually comes up with excuses. You can use it for anything that you're procrastinating over. Getting out of bed, making a phone call you don't want to do, getting in the shower, going to the gym, reaching for the cakes and chocolate instead of a healthy snack, doing your homework, writing a report that you don't want to do, doing the dishes, cleaning, ironing, etc. It works for anything you're avoiding, regardless of what it is. However, the hardest part of the 5-second rule, remembering to use it. If you think this article would be helpful to others, please consider forwarding it. It takes seconds and assists me in getting this free content in front of more people. Plus, you never know who you may be helping with that small act of kindness. If you've never considered coaching or would like to hear more about my unique approach, please contact me at jo@jobanks.net for a complimentary 15-minute discovery call. Finally, if you haven't subscribed to receive my weekly newsletter, which contains my latest articles, news and special offers, click the newsletter tab in the menu above. As a thank you, you'll receive my free 30-page mini course on how to hack your happy hormones. As always, thank you for your continued support.